Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new Masechta, Masechta Shavuos. Now, Masechta Shavuos deals with Shavuos, not the Yontif Shavuos, but rather Shavua as in a Shavua that somebody would make. Now, the truth is, there are many different Shavuos that are mentioned throughout the Torah Shabbat Peh. We have Shavuos Bitoy, that's the classic example where a person says, I swear I'll do this, or I swear I did that. There's Shavuos Ha'edos, Shavuos HaPekodin, Shavuos HaDayonim. We're familiar with the three Shavuos Dayraisas. Shavuos Moed V'Miktas, Shavuos Eid Echad, Shavuos HaShomrim. Then there are different Shavuos Rabbanon that come up throughout Masechtas Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. If somebody's Kofar HaKoyal, he has to swear Shavuos Heses. Shnai Moichsim Betalos, Talochis, Yachloiku B'Shavuos. So there are many different types of Shavuos that are mentioned throughout the Torah Shabbat Peh. We're going to get to pretty much all of them here in Masechta Shavuos, stating that, ironically, the Gemara is going to mention the word Shavuos. It's the first word in the Masechta. And then, in one of the all-time great digressions, the Gemara is going to go off on a tangent for 3 weeks, and we're really not going to start the real sugyas of Masechta Shavuos until we begin the third parak, where we're going to get into some very intense Shavuos sugya. So either way, although it would seem to be appropriate to begin Masechta Shavuos with an introduction and a hakdama to Masechta Shavuos, but we have a lot of Gemaras to learn between now and then, so I think we'll just push off the intro until we start the third perek. And for now, rather than start with an introduction on Masechta Shavuos, we'll start with an introduction on the first sugya that's going to be discussed in Masechta Shavuos, and that is the sugya of Tumas Mikdash v'Kodesh. So we're all familiar with the halacha that if somebody's Tomei, he has to distance himself from Kedusha. A Tomei is not allowed to eat kachem. A Tomei wasn't allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. These two Isurim were actually mentioned in the Mishnah Masechtas Makis and Pera Elam Leikin. The first Mishnah, which mentioned the whole list of people that are Chayav Malkis, two of them were a Tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdash and a Tomei that eats Kachim. The truth is that these Isurim are mentioned in the Torah. They're mentioned in the end of Parshas Vayikra. The Torah over there is talking about a very specific type of carbon, the carbon Oyla V'Yoyred. Now, an Oyla V'Yoyred was called such because usually a person that had to bring a carbon, his carbon was a fixed carbon. It didn't matter what his financial status was. It didn't matter what tax bracket he fell into. At the end of the day, if you were chayv to bring a carbon, you had to bring a carbon. There are a few exceptions to the rule. There are a few karbonos that if you were obligated to bring a carbon, the type of carbon, the sug carbon that you brought, actually depended on what your financial status was. You would sit down with the gizbar, 3 years financial statements, balance sheet, etc., and they would determine what type of carbon you had to bring. One such person is somebody that was Tameh, and he came in contact with Mikdash V'Kodeshav. We're going to see soon, really in tomorrow's daf, that another such person is somebody that swore Shavuos Bitoy, and it's for that reason that Agav, the Gemara, is going to say, we mentioned Shavuos Bitoy, which is someone that brings a carbon oil of a yairid, we throw and took the Mikdash V'Kodeshav, and we go on a tangent, and that's what we talk about. But again, so somebody that's Tameh, that comes in contact with Hekdesh, he, given certain criteria, would have to bring a carbon oil of a yairid. Now, what was the criteria? Number one, he had to be a shoygeg. Number two, more complex, as we're going to see in a moment, this person would have had to have what's called yediya betchila and yediya besayf, which means that he was fully aware of the fact that he was Tameh, then he forgot that he was Tameh, and then he became aware again. So he was aware he was Tameh, then he forgot. During that lapse that he had, he came in contact with Kedusha. Either he ate Kachim or he entered the Beis HaMikdash. Then he chapped. Oops, I wasn't supposed to do that. That's when the halach is that he brings a carbon oil of a yair. If, however, he didn't know Metchila, or he knew Besayf, or he never knew, then he's not going to bring an oil of a yair. So it's very rigid. It had to have been a situation where he knew, forgot, and then he knew again. Regardless, this is the first sugya. It's a sugya of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh. But I was just thinking, as a machshava, at the beginning of a new Masechta, I think it's actually interesting how the end of Masechtas Makis connects with the beginning of Masechtas Shavuos. Very last Gemara, Masechtas Makis, the Gemara told the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel. They were walking in the at the Beharat Zofin, and they were able to see the Mokoim where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, and they saw a fox. There was a shul that was Yotze Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Gemara says Eschilu Heim Boichim. They all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva Mitzachik. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Mibnei Matam Mitzachik. Mibnei Atam Boichim. And Rabbi Akiva, the ultimate optimist, who was always able to see the silver lining, tells them that if I see that we hit such rock bottom, that a shul is Yotze Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim, that we got to the point where the situation is so dire, there's only uphill from here. And if those bad nevuahs were in the sky, the good nevuahs were probably in the sky as well. And he gave the people that he was with tremendous chizik to the point. But either way, Masechtas Makis ends with this idea of the shul that was yoytzim based kodesh hakadoshim. Mokum shekasev by vazora korev yumas. And how do we begin Masechtas Shavuos on this very same thing? That somebody that's Tommy wasn't allowed to enter the kodesh hakadoshim. He wasn't allowed to enter the mokum hamikdash. He wasn't allowed to enter the azora because it's off limits to anybody that's impure. It's off limits even to a Koyein that happens to be Tomei right now. He's a Balkeri. It doesn't matter. This person, he came in contact with a Sheretz, with an Avela. Right now, he's not allowed to enter the Mokim HaMikdash. Here there was a shul, there was a fox, a chayat meya that was Yoytzimi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. But here's the machshava. I was thinking that, you know, you talk about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol in the beginning of Bayesheni. He was Kohen Gadol for 40 years. The Gemara says, Oysa Shana Shemei Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik passed away, Omar Lehem, so he turned to his chassidim, and he told them, Shana Zuhu Meis, I'm going to die this year. Amrulay, they told me, how do you know that? So he says, I'm going to tell you. Kol Yom HaKippurim, every Yom Kippur, Nizdamin Lizokin Echad, Levush Levonev and Esatav Levonev. Every single Yom Kippur, when I entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was somebody there with me. There was somebody that would escort me. And this person would wear white clothing, and he was garbed in a white talis. V'nichnasimi v'yotzoimi. Shana Zuhu, this year, Nizdamin Lizokin, there was an old man, but he wasn't wearing white clothing. He was love shchayrim. V'nisatev shchayrim. V'nichnasimi. He came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with me. V'layotzeimi, but he didn't leave with me. Says the Gemara la'achra rego, right after Sukkis, Chola, Shivas Yomim, Shimon HaTzadik became sick for 7 days. And he died on Chof Tes Tishrei. So Shimon HaTzadik said that if we used to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was somebody with him. And this year was a little bit different, and he knew that it can't be good. It was a bad omen. V'kachav Shimon HaTzadik passed away. Freik Toysus HaKasha. And he brings the Kasha B'Shem to Yerushalmi. How in the world could somebody have been in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with Shimon HaTzadik? We know the Pasuk, V'chol Adim L'Yeh Ba'il Mayit. No one's allowed to be. It says the Yerushalmi, don't tell me it was a Malach, because you know what the Medrash says on that Pasuk, V'chol Adam, L'Yeh Ba'il Mayit, Afilu Malachim. I feel like Malach. So it couldn't have even been a Malach. So who exactly is this Zokin that's love Shchainim or Levainim that's together with Shimon HaTzadik? Says the Yerushalmi, it could be the Shema Shechina Haisa. Maybe it was the Shechina. Maybe that's the Teretz. Shimon HaTzadik had a Gilui Shechina. He literally saw the Shechina when he was in. He literally saw the Shechina when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim every year in Yom Kippur. We all know the Gemara Masechta is Brachas Dav Zayin Amad Aleph. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas Nichnasti La'akdu Ketoros V'lefnai V'lefnim. V'ro'isi, and what did I see? Achasrik El Ko Hashem Tzvokos, Shu Yoshev Al Kisei Rom V'nisa. V'amali Yishmol Barcheni. So Yishmol ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, comes in contact with Koh Hashem Tzvokos. He came in contact with a Kodesh Baruch. We all know the story. Pam achas nichnasti lefnai v'leftim. Listen to what Yaakov Eben says in this Gemara. Pam achas. This didn't happen one time. Pam achas b'shono. Every single year on Yom Kippur, when Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was zoicha to see v'ro'isi achas rikel ka Hashem tzavakos. This didn't happen one time. This was something that repeated itself. It was an occurrence that took place every single year. So that was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was a place that Shimon HaTzadik was able to see the Shechina. That's who was with him. It's Yerushalmi says it couldn't have been a person. It couldn't even be a malach. It was a place that Pamachas Bishon, Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha was zeicha to give a shechina. That was the Kodesh Hakodashim. And Shualim now are yotzim mibeis Kodesh Hakodashim, the sugis of Tumas Mikdash veKodeshav. And I want to tell you one more Gemara. The Gemara says the pasuk says Yikari him epninim. Torah is more precious than pearls. It's more precious than jewels. It's more precious than diamonds. Torah is Yikari him epninim. Zok the Gemara. You know what pninim means? It's more precious than the Kohen Gadol. When a person learns Torah, his madrega is greater than the madrega of the Kohen Gadol that goes lefnai v'lefnim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, the Kohen Gadol is the holiest person in the world. Yom Kippur is the holiest day in the world. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the holiest place of the world. So you have the holiest person on the holiest day, on the holiest place. But Torah is Yikari v'lefnim. Torah is even more chashim. So starting a new mesechta, not an easy mesechta, but again, a little Chizik, when you learn Torah, it's Yikari Mepninim. We learned about the Makom of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Shul was Yoytzei Mibeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're going to learn now about Sugyas of Tumas Mikdash VeKodeshav. Our takeaway is that what we're doing is like the Gemara said in Masechtas Makis Daf Yud, that David HaMelech tells Hashem, Shamati, I hear people say, Masa Yomu Zokin Zeh. Right, when is this old David HaMelech going to die and his son Shleim HaMelech is going to build a Beis HaMikdash? And what does Hashem tell David? Ki Tov Liyoy Mechad Bechatzirecho Me'elef. One day that you learn Torah is more than all the oilos and all the kabanas that Shlomo HaMelech is going to be makriv. Either way, on that note, anu masechta zok the Mishnah shvuos shtayim shemar. So this midline is talking specifically about shvuos bitoy. Shvuos bitoy is when a person swears that he's going to do something, or swears that he did do something, as it relates to the halachas of oiloviyorei. Shtayim, there are two examples of Shvuas Bitoy that are subject to Torah V'yoyer, that are Mefurish in the Torah. Shehein Arba, but if you look at the Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara darshins from those two an additional two. So the Gemara is really going to explain what this all means on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, but just to teach the Mishnah, says Rashi, what this means is that if you look in the Pasuk that describes Shvuas Bitoy, so the Pasuk describes someone that made a Shvua, Lohara Oy Lehetiv. Lohara means he swears that he's going to do something that's going to pain him. Lehetiv means he swears he's going to do something that's going to benefit him. So for example, Lahara would mean he swears he's not going to eat. It's not a good thing. Lehetiv would mean I'm going to eat. That is a good thing. It's shtayim. Lahara is one, lehetiv is the other. They're both mefurish in the Torah, thus it's shtayim. However, the pasuk is talking about someone that swears about something he's going to do. It specifically is not discussing someone that swears of something that he already did. In the past tense, shvua she'oichal, not shvua she'ochalti, shvua she'loi oichal, not shvua she'loi ochalti. Those other two, however, in the past tense, are learned out bedrasha, so they're not mefurish in the pasuk, but they are implied. Thus, it's shtayim shein arba. It's shtayim that are mefurish shein arba. If you add the two that are not mefurish, you end up with four. And again, the shtayim that are mefurish are lahara ulehetiv. The two that would be added are also lahara lehetiv, but not in the future tense, but rather in the past tense. Idea satuma shtayin shein arba. As it relates to idea satuma, the sugyas of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So there are two types of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav that are mentioned before in the Torah that are subject to the laws of karban olah v'yoyer. One is a tameh that eats kachim. The other is a tameh that enters the makom hamikdash. Shein arba. There's another two that are learned out from drashas. Yitzias hashtayin. Shtayin Shein Arba, another area in halacha where you find this concept of Shtayin Shein Arba is Yitzias HaShabbos, the Malacha Vaitzah. These are the opening words of Masechta Shabbos. So Masechta Shabbos begins with Yitzias HaShayim Shtayin Shein Arba. It's talking specifically about the 39th Malacha of the Lamatas Malachas, and that's the Malacha that you're not allowed to carry. Specifically, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So really, we're going to get into this more in the coming days, but just again, Pashim Sher, Rashi says that the Israelite Tzah is learned out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol B'machinat. This is a controversial Rashi, because there's other Makaris that are mentioned by other Rishonim. Again, we'll talk about all this raid in the coming days. But the Pasuk says that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos from one Rishos to another Rishos. Stating that, the Pasuk specifically, the way Rashi explains it, is talking about someone that carries from a Rishos HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. It's not discussing someone that carried from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid, but rather you're carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. And it mentions it in two ways. One way is, there's one person standing in a Rishus HaYochid, another person is standing in a Rishus HaRabim.
You can carry from Rishus HaYochid, from Rishus HaRabim, by being in Rishus HaYochid and taking it from where you are in the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Or you can carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim by being in Rishus HaRabim, sticking your hand into the Rishus HaYochid and taking it out to the Rishus HaRabim. So the furish in the Pasuk, the Shtayim, is from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The reason it's two is you're taking it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, being in Rishus HaYochid, or taking it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, being in the Rishus HaRabim. Shehein Arba, we learn that the same would be true if you carried from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. In both cases, standing in the Rishus HaRabim, bringing it to the Rishus HaYochid, or standing in the Rishus HaYochid, taking it from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid. Confusing? But either way, so it's Shtayim, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Shehein Arba, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, Maris Negoyim, Shnayim Shehein Arba. There are two Maris that I mentioned before in the Torah that are considered Negoyim, Se'es and Baheres, and we learn from there another two. So again, it's Shnayim Shehein Arba. So what do all these things have in common? This idea of Shtayim Shehein Arba. Why would beginning a Masechta with Shtayim Shehein Arba? It's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. But what are the things? Number one, Shvuas Bitui. There's an idea of Shtayim Shehein Arba. Yedia is Atoma. There's a concept of Shtayim Shehein Arba. Yitzias HaShabbos. There's an idea of Shtayim Shehein Arba. And Maris Negoyim. There's an idea of Shtayim Shehein Arba. Either way, for whatever reason, the Mishnah begins its discussion with Yedia is Atoma. So we don't start with the first one. Or the last one, we start with the second one. So we're going to start now a long Mishnah. It's going to take us all the way till the end of the daf. A Mishnah that discusses Yedias HaTumah. Again, Yedias HaTumah is discussing somebody that's Tameh, and he was Nichshal in Kodesh or Mikdash V'Kodesh. He either ate Kachin or he entered the Beis HaMikdash. And we said that in order to be Chayiv Karban Oil of Yared, there would have to be Yediyah B'Tchila U'Basayv, meaning he knew he was Tameh. There was a lapse. During that lapse, when he forgot that he was Tameh, he either ate Kachim or he entered the Beis HaMikdash. And then afterwards, he realized, oops, he became aware again. And that's when he brings the Karban Oil of Yared. The Mishnah is going to discuss all these other permutations and variables of what happens if it wasn't exactly in that way. Where there was Yediya, and then he forgot, and then there was Yediya again. So the Mishnah, when you bring Karban Oil of Yared, that's like we just said. If there was Yediya betchila, there was Yediya besoif, and there was a lapse in between. What if the person had Yediya betchila, meaning he knew he was Tame, then he forgot, and he just never remembered. No one ever told him, or he wasn't reminded, he didn't remember on his own, of the fact that now he is no longer Tameh, or at the time that he was Tameh, he was Nichshal in Mikdash V'Kadoshah. Now obviously this person is not going to be a Karban Oil V'Yared because he doesn't have the Yediyah B'Saif to remember that he made a mistake. So how is this person going to get Kapar? Again, if somebody knows now that when he was Tameh, he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he ate Kachin, Bishoygeh, so he knows now how to bring a carbon. But we're talking about someone that had Yediya, but he's now in by Yediya B'Saif. So he doesn't know. So if he doesn't know, obviously he's not going to do something about it. So how's this person going to get Kapara? So there was a carbon that was brought every single year. It was brought at a very special time in a very special place. And this carbon was mechaper for this yid. You know what that carbon was? The sar hanasa b'fnim. So we know that in Yom Kippur there was shnei seirim. Sar echad Hashem, the sar echad Azazel. The sar that went Azazel was mechaper in all the averes. What about the sar that went Hashem? What was it mechaper on? What was that sar mechaper on? It was mechaper for this person. If somebody was nichshol in tumas mikdash v'kadoshav b'shoigig, he had yediyah b'tchila, he didn't have yediyah b'soif, so he falls outside the realm of someone that's able to bring the carbon out of Yairi. How does he get Kapara? Now he gets Kapara on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol takes care of him. Kohen Gadol brings the Sa'ir Echad Hashem, and this Sa'ir, that goat, is giving him a Mechaper for this person, says the Mishnah. Now the truth is that it's Mechaper, but really it's only Toilah. So it suspends any Yisurim or anything that maybe was supposed to happen to this person. Actually, Yivadalai, and if at any point he becomes aware of what happened, at that point, Yavi Yoyle V'Yoyle. Because now you'll have Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Saif. So if you end up having Yediyah B'Saif, you do bring the carbon Yoyle V'Yoyle, and you don't say that the Kohen Gadol already took care of me when he brought the Sar Echad Hashem. That's not the way it works. So the Kohen Gadol brings the Sar Echad Hashem, and that takes care of the situation, at least on an interim basis. If, however, there's going to be Yediyah
again, at that point the person will now be shayach again to the Oyla B'Yoyred. Why? Because he had Yediyah B'Tchila and he had Yediyah B'Soif, and it's for that reason he's now going to bring the Karban Oyla B'Yoyred. What if it's Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila, Al B'Yesh B'Yediyah B'Soif? What if the person had no idea that he was Tameh? He wasn't aware of he was Tameh. And he entered the Beis HaMikdash or he ate Kachim, and then later he found out that when he was Tameh, he entered the Beis HaMikdash or he ate Kachim. So there was Tumas Mikdash for Kaddish of B'Shoigeh. There was Yediyah, but the Yediyah wasn't B'Tchila, the Yediyah was only B'Soif. So if the idea is betchila ubesayif, after halt cheshbin, if the idea was betchila ubesayif, carbon el viyot. If the idea was betchila but not besayif, so until he is made aware of it, the sar echad Hashem takes care of it. What if there was no idea betchila, there was only idea besayif? Sar anasa bechutz v'yoymach kipurim mechaper. The sar that was brought bachutz was mechaper. Now this is not the sar echel Hashem, that sar was brought b'fnim. This is also not the sar lazaza, that wasn't brought at all. What's this third sar, says Rashi? This is the sar that was brought together with the carbon musaf that was brought on Yom Kippur. We're going to see soon that in all the Yomim Tovim, together with the musafim, there was a carbon chatas, and that carbon chatas was a sar. That carbon chatas was a goat, and that's the Sa'ir that the Mishnah is referring to. What was it mechaper? So the Sa'ir that was brought bachutz, which is referring to the Sa'ir that's part of the cocktail of karbonis that was brought with the musafin on Yom Kippur, it was mechaper for this person. Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav, where there was no yediyah b'tchila, but there was yediyah b'sayf. And how do you know that that Sa'ir was mechaper for that? Because the pasuk says shenemar milvat chatas hakipurim, that when the Torah describes the Sa'ir that was brought together with the Musaf and Yom Kippur, we relate it somehow to the Sa'ir Echad Hashem that was brought on Yom Kippur. Meaning, in addition to the chatas hakipurim, the Sa'ir Echad Hashem, there was also this Sa'ir. So it sounds like there's some shaykhis between the two Seirim. What's the connection? Al mashe zem mechaper, zem mechaper. Ma pnimi e mechaper el adova sheyesh b'yediyah. Af achitzen e mechaper el adova sheyesh b'yediyah. They're both mechaper for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. They're also both mechaper for a case where there was yediyah. Not perfect yediyah, not yediyah b'tchila u'besayif, because then you bring the Eilu B'yayir. So the Sar Anasa b'fnim, the Sar Echel Hashem, that was mechaper for tchila b'yediyah, no tchila b'sayif. The Sar Anasa B'chutz, that is the Sa'ir that's part of the Musafin, that's Mechaper for a case where there was no Yediyah B'tchila, there was only Yediyah B'saif. Says the Mishnah, what if a person had no Yediyah at all? What if there was no Yediyah B'tchila and no Yediyah B'saif? He didn't know he was Tameh. No one ever made him aware of the fact that he was Tameh. But the reality is, he ends up dying and finding out, Luchindit and Svansik, that he was Tameh and he was Nichnas L'Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So what a that person, did he get kapara? Says the Mishnah, yeah. She'en bo yediyah lo yibetchila v'lo yibesoif. Se'irei ha-regolim v'se'irei roshay chadoshim mechapim. The se'irim that were brought together with the musafin on Yontif, and the se'ir that was brought together with the musafin on Rish Chodesh, that was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash v'kadosh, where there was no yediyah lo yibetchila v'lo yibesoif, divi Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Eim Reb Shirim says, Se'irei ha-regolim mechaper. I agree that the Se'irei ha-regolim were mechaper for a case where there was no Yediyah b'tchilo b'soyev Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav, avloy Se'irei Rosh HaKadoshav, but not the Se'irei Rosh HaKadoshav. The Se'irei that were born Rosh Chodesh, that was mechaper for something else. Okay. V'amah Se'irei Rosh HaKadoshav mechaper. So what was the Se'irei that were born Rosh Chodesh for? Ala Torah she'ochel asatameh. So me'inyin le'inyin ba'is inyin. Something similar. It was also Mikdash v'kadoshav related, but not the same thing. It was mechaper for somebody that's tahar, that ate kachim that was tameh, that person got kapara al yedei the se'irim that were brought on Rosh Chodesh. Rameir says, kol ha-se'irim kaparason shava al miktumas miktash v'kadosh. Rameir says that really all the se'irim, what does all the se'irim mean? All the se'irim that were part of the musafim. Now just as a yedia, if you pay attention to laning, or if you're mavesedger, or if you just know this fact, the carbon musaf wasn't just one carbon, meaning it's called one carbon, b'lashon yachid, but again, it was a cocktail of carbonis. There were a whole bunch of different carbonis that were brought. One of the carbonis that were brought was the sa'ir, it was a goat, and the goat served as a carbon chatas. So all the goats that were part of the musaf, whether it was Yom Kippur, whether it was Yontiv, such as Pesach, and Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, all the Se'irim that were part of the Musafin on Yontif, and the Sa'ir that was part of the Musafin that was born in Rosh Chodesh, says Rameir,
Kol ha-se'ir and kaparos and shava. They were all the same. They were all mechaper for what? So I'm reading from Rashi. They were all mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kaddishah for a case where there was no yediyah betchila, but there was yediyah besaif, or there was no yediyah betchila or besaif, or for a case of a tahar that ate tahar. So if there's yediyah betchila besaif, that's the carbon oil of yair. That's easy. If there's yediyah betchila and there's no yediyah besaif, that's the sarach al-Hashem. That's easy as well. What if there was no yediyah betchila, but there was yediyah besaif? So the Tanakhama, the Mishnah said, that was the sa'ir that was part of the musaf that was brought on Yom Kippur. What if there was no yediyah, not betchila, not besaif? So that the Gemara said is a machlekes, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. According to Rab Yehuda, the seirei harigolim and the seirei rosh chodesh were mechaper for that. According to Rab Shimon, it was only the seirei harigolim. Comes again, Rab Meir, and Rab Meir says, no, there's no reason to divvy up each sa'ir for a different element of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh. Let me tell you how it worked. If there was yediyah betchila besaif, I agree, that's the oil of the year. If there was yediyah betchila v'alei besaif, that's the sarah lach Hashem, I agree with that. Everything else, meaning, Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh over, there's no yediyah betchila, but there is yediyah besaif, or there's no yediyah not betchila, not besaif, or even a tahar that ate kachim that was tamei, he got kapara from all the se'irim that were part of the musafin, whether it was part of the Yom Kippur musaf, whether it was part of the Yontif musaf, or whether it was part of the Rish Chodesh musaf. Hi, Reb Shimon, I'm here, but Reb Shimon disagreed. Now, we had Reb Shimon already. Reb Shimon Adam and Aleph, and Reb Shimon is lishi pasi for what he said already. That seirei rashi chadashim mechaper ala tar shalchas atami. That the seirim that were born on Rosh Chodesh, that was mechaper for a tar that ate tami. V'shal regalim mechaperin, like the Tanakhama said, al she'ein ba yediya loy betchila v'loy besayf. V'shal yom kippurim mechaper al she'ein ba yediya betchila. If there was no yediya betchila, avoyesh ba yediya besayf. So Reb Shimon is really just reiterating the first position of the Mishnah, and Lishi Tosoi as it relates to that Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov with his no Yediyah Loi B'Tchil of Loi B'Saif, that only the Seiri Aragolim was Mechaper for, and the Seiri Rish Chodesh was Mechaper for Torah She'ochel HaSatame. Rameyer is really the day Hachilek is in this Mishnah, where Rameyer says that no Yediyah B'Tchil, yes Yediyah B'Saif, no yediya loy betchila v'loy besayif or tar she'ochel es ha-kodesh, that's tamei, all got kapara from the sa'ir component of the cocktail of karbonis that made up the musaf. Whether it was the musaf on Yom Kippur, whether it was the musaf on Yontif, or whether it was the musaf on Rish Chodesh, it's all one and the same. Says the Gemara, Amru loy, they told Reb Shimon, Maushi Yakrifu Zebezeh. What would be the halacha if they were mafresh, for example, a sa'ir, this goat, they gave a kedushas chatas, it's going to be part of Yom Kippur. And then it came time to bring the musaf on Yom Kippur, they couldn't find the goat. It ran away. They couldn't find it. But by Sukkot, they had found it already. So the question is, do you say that being that we were already mafresh it as a chatas, and it's going to be a chatas that's going to be part of the musaf of Yom Kippur, so you couldn't use it for Yom Kippur, let's use it for Yontif. Or do you say no? That being that it was hufresh for Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to use it now for Yontif. So the Gemara understands that according to Rab Meir, that the Sa'ir lechatas of the Musaf on Yom Kippur was mechaper for the same exact thing that the Sa'ir lechatas of the Musaf on Yontif was mechaper for. So why shouldn't you be able to interchange it? At the end of the day, they're both goats, they're both the carbon chatas, they're both part of a Musaf, and they're even both mechaper for the same thing. So if they're all mechaper for the same thing, there's no reason it shouldn't be interchangeable. The Shaila was Alibi the Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon said that each Sa'ir served a different function. So if each Sa'ir served a different function, on the one hand, there's a lot of commonality. Again, they're goats, they're chatas, they're part of a musaf. But then again, each one's going to be mechaper for something different. So I mean that each thing is going to be mechaper for something different. Maybe you shouldn't be able to interchange it. So Amrulay, they told him, Maushi yikruvu zebezeh, Amrulay yikruvu. No worries, you can do it. Meaning if you mafreshit for Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur passed, and for whatever reason you couldn't use it for Sukkot, use it for Shmini Atzeres, it's not an issue. Amalei, they told him, Ha'il ve'in kaparos and shavah, heich kreven zebezeh. L'chura, they serve different purposes. They're mechaper for different things. So if they're mechaper for different things, how could you interchange it? Amalehem, he told him, Kulam ban lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. It's true they're used for different things, but at the end of the day, big picture, high level, they're all for the same Indian. They're all for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. I mean that they're all for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. It's for that reason you can't interchange it. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Imer Mishmai. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda had a different version of what Reb Shimon, who's Reb Shimon ben Yechai, said in the Mishnah. So till now we've been mentioning Shitas Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon slices and dices each so'ir, that each one served a specific function. The so'ir that was part of the Musafin on Yom Kippur was for one thing, where there was no Yediyah B'tchila, but there was Yediyah B'saif. The so'ir, or the se'irim that were brought on Yom Tovim as part of those Musafin, that was for a case where there's no Yediyah, Lo B'tchila, but Lo B'saif. And then the se'irim Rish Chodesh, again part of the Karban Musaf that was brought on Rish Chodesh, that served a purpose, that was for something completely different as well. For Torah She'achlas HaKodesh. So we said again, it's all the same Inyan, it's all Bayan L'chaper Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, but each one had its own purpose. Rishim ben Yehuda had a slightly different version of what Rishim ben Yechai said. He said as follows: Siri Rosh Chodashim, the Sirim that were born on Rosh Chodesh, mechaperin al atar she'achal asatam. That's what Rishim said in the mission. Moisef aleihem, however, shall regal the Sirim that was brought on Yontif, that mechaper al atar she'achal asatam. And v'al she'im ba yediyah loy betchila v'loy besayif. So the Sirim that were brought on Yontif were mechaper for what the Siri Rosh Chodesh were mechaper. They were just mechaper for more than that. Meaning, it was that and some. So, it was Bechlal Messiah Mana, so to speak. Whatever the Seiri Rish Chodesh were mechaper for, the Seiri Regalim were mechaper for as well, just Seiri Rish Golem had an ability to mechaper for even more. Additionally, Moisef Aleim Shal Yom Kippurim, the Seirim that were brought as part of the Musafin on Yom Kippur, Shehem Mechaper Al Tor Shal Chas HaTame, they were mechaper for what the Seiri Rish Chodesh were mechaper. Val Shehem Bo Yudil Leib Betchil Av Leib Saif. And they were also mechaper for what the Seiri HaRegolim were mechaper. Val Shehem Bo Yudil Betchil Av Yesh Bo Yudil Besaif. But they also were mechaper. In addition, they had the most power. They were also mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, but there was no Yediyah B'tchila, but there was Yediyah B'saif. Armulai, in this version of Rishon Bayechai, they had the same exchange. They asked him, "How Shiyukru V'zeh B'zeh?" What would happen if the Sar, for example, that was Hufra Shem Kippur, got lost, it was never used for Yom Kippur, can I now use it for something else? Or vice versa, I was mafresh this Sar, I was going to use it for Shavuos, and now for whatever reason it wasn't used for Shavuos, can I use it for Yom Kippur? Amalehem, hey, it works. Amrulai, but they said, I disagree. Because I understand you shall Yom Kippur and Craven Rosh Chodesh. I understand why if you were mafresh for Yom Kippur and now you want to use it for Rosh Chodesh, let's say, that makes sense. Why? Because it's Bechlal Messiah Mana. The Sar that you were mafresh for Yom Kippur was going to be mechaper for what the Sar of Rosh Chodesh has to be mechaper. It just is mechaper for more than what the Sar of Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be mechaper. But from a kapara standpoint, when you are mafresh this Sar for the Musaf on Yom Kippur, you already mafresh it for the kapara that the Sar is supposed to give when you use it as part of Rosh Chodesh. So it was hufresh to be a Sar lechatas as part of the Musafin, to be mechaper for this specific thing that the Seir Rish Chodesh is supposed to be mechaper. But they told Rav Shimon, Aval Eich, how does it work in the reverse? So Rosh Chodesh and Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. If you were mechaper something for Rish Chodesh and now you want to use it for Yom Kippur, that doesn't make sense because now it's going to be lechaper kapar Shein Shalom. It's being mechaper something that wasn't supposed to be mechaper. You were mechaper for the Seir Rish Chodesh and had the ability to be mechaper for Tar She'achal HaKodesh. And now you want to go ahead and use it for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Loi B'Tchilav, Loi B'Soif, Loi B'Tchil. Now you're pushing it already. How could that work? Amalem, so he told him, I hear the ha'ara, but I respectfully disagree. Kulon b'ayin l'chap al tumas mikdash v'kadosh. Because again, big picture, at the end of the day, it's all the same sugya. Yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'saif. But the bottom line is, we're talking about tumas mikdash v'kadosh, and being that the story was hufrash to be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, even though now we're going to use it for a different element, a different sif katan in the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, but at the end of the day, we still view it as one and the same. Mishnah continues, V'al Zodoin Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. What if somebody was Tomei Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh? He did it amazing. So till now, we had four different variables of a Tomei that ate kachin, or a Tomei that entered the Beis HaMikdash. In all four cases, he did a B'Shoyki. In the first case, he had Yediyah B'Tchila. He knew he was Tameh. Oops, he forgot. When he had this memory lapse, he was Nichshal and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. And then he chopped afterwards. He brings a carbon out of a yard. We had the case where he was Yediyah B'Tchila. There was no Yediyah B'Saif. There was no Machlekes in the mission about that. Everyone agrees. We know the Halacha. The Sa'ir Lashem that was brought in Yom Kippur. It was Mechaper for that. We had the case where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there was Yediyah B'Saif. That's a little bit more complicated in terms of exactly how that kapara happened. Then there was no yediyah betchila, no yediyah b'soif. For that, you had the Sirei Regalim, maybe the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, maybe also the Sarei Echel Hashem. But in all four cases, the shaila just is, was the yediyah, was there not yediyah, was it betchila, was it b'soif? But we're talking about someone who did it b'shoi. What about someone that does it b'mezid? V'al zodin, Thomas Mikdash v'kodesh, v'al zog the Mishnah, Sarei Anasa b'fnim, v'yem ha'kibur mechaper, the Sarei Echel Hashem, that was mechaper for somebody that was nichshol in Thomas Mikdash v'kodesh b'mezid. Al shara v'erisha b'toira, what about the other averis in the Torah? What if somebody did some other avera? What if somebody was nichshol in chil Shabbos? He ate nevela. He did something other than Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav. Hakalus vechamuras. Whether it's a little avera or a big avera. We'll have to see what the definition of that is. Hazadoina is vashkotnis. Whether it was bemezid or b'shoigi. Hoida v'loi hoida. There was yediyah, there wasn't yediyah. Aseh v'loi saseh. Whether it was one of the 248 esen or one of the 365 loi saseh. Krisos, if it was one of the chavi krisos. Umisas bezdin. It doesn't matter. Sor hamishtaleh. It wasn't the Sarei Echel Hashem. It wasn't the Sarei Anasa B'chutz. It wasn't the Musafin. It wasn't the Sarei that was born on Yontif. It wasn't the Sarei that was born on Rosh Chodesh. What was it? It was the Sarei HaMishtaleach. The Sarei that went L'Azazel. That was the primary kapara of Yom Kippur. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, the Echad Yisraelim, the Echad Koyhanim, the Echad Koyim Mashuach. Whether you're Yisrael, whether you're a Koyin, or whether you're the Koyin Gadol, all got kapara from the Sarei HaMishtaleach. Ma ben Yisrael u'mekehanu u'kayim ha'shoach. Is there a nafka mina in the terms of how kapara was attained between a Yisrael, a Kohen, and a Kohen Mashiach? The answer is yes. Shahapar mechaper l'kayhan ma'atuk mizmikdash v'kadashah. So we just said that if somebody was nichshon tumas mikdash v'kadashah b'mezid, how did he get kapara? It was the Sarei that was brought l'Hashem. The Shnei Seirin. One went Lashem, one went Lazazel, the Sarei Lachel Hashem, that was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav. But says the Mishnah now a Chiddush. That was only Mechaper Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav for a Poshtiyid, for a Yisrael. But the Kayhanim, they needed Kapara not from a goat, which is a relatively small animal. They needed it from a bull, which is a relatively not so small animal. So they got it from the par. If you go through the Pesuk of a par, part of the Seidah Avodim Yom Kippur is there was a par that was brought. The par was also a Chatas. What was it, Mechaper? The same thing. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. That's what it was Mechaper for, specifically for the Kayhanim. Shimon Oymer, Rav Shimon says, G'shem Shadam HaSar Anasa B'fnim Mechaper Al Yisrael. If we're equating now the Sar Echad Lashem to the Par that was brought in Yom Kippur, so we have to equate them entirely. How so? The Sar that was brought L'fnim, there was no Vidui. The Kayin wasn't Mizvada. By the Par, the Kayin was Mizvada. He was very much Mizvada. We know that from the Avodah on Yom Kippur. There was a Vidui. Is Vidui Ma'akif? Says Rav Shimon, if you're telling me that the Par and the Sar really served the same purpose, just the Sar was for the Yisraelim and the Par was for the Kehanim, then I would argue that if the Yisrael didn't need Vidui, because the Sar had no Vidui, the Sar Mishtaleach had Vidui, but the Sar that was brought Lefnim had no Vidui, so it makes sense that even though the Par has Vidui, but the Vidui is not going to be ma'akev. So, kishem shadam ha'sar ha'nasa b'fnim mechaper al Yisrael, kachdam ha'par mechaper al ha'kehanim. And he continued, kishem shavidoyav shal sar ha'mishtalech mechaper al Yisrael, kach vidoyav shal par mechaper al ha'kehanim. Doesn't that contradict what he just said? So the Gemara is going to discuss that in great detail. Either way, it's not an easy Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that's kedai, I think, to see again. But either way, this is the building block, or one of the building blocks of some of the Gemaras that are going to come. Really, if you go through it and maybe even write it down, have a little cheat sheet, it actually is very straightforward. It makes a lot of sense. There's a few shittas, so that confuses it a little bit, but you just have to work through the variables and the permutations, and at the end of the day, it's going to make a lot of sense. But before we conclude the first daf in Masechet Shavuos, two festa, two classic Meshech Chochmas. So we have here a very fascinating idea. You have the Avodah on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, the Kohen Gadol, he goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, and after learning this Mishnah, it sounds like the primary focus of Kapara was for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Sar Echad Hashem, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Sar that was Mechaper as part of the Karban Musafin, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Par with the Vidui, that was also Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, albeit for the Kayhanim. So there seems to be a big focus and a big emphasis over here on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The truth is, if you take a look at
This Gemara doesn't have a Tosefta. But if you take a look at the Tosefta, right in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, it's Aleph, Beis, and Tosefta. Tosefta makes the observation. You see from here, Kama Kosha, the idea of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, that you see on Yom Kippur, we're bringing all these Seirim, and not just Yom Kippur. The Sar that was born on Yontif, and the Sar that was born on Rosh Chodesh, it's all coming to be Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Clearly, it was a very big deal. Kumtz again, Rameir Simcha, and he says a Dover Nifla, but we need a little bit of an introduction for this Dover Nifla. And that is, we've spoken that many times over the years, the Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon, which is really a mefurish and medrash rabbi in the beginning of Parashas Achrimos, but the Velt says it over in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said that people make a terrible mistake. People think that the Kohen Gadol was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim one time a year. Yom Kippur, right? That's what everybody thinks. Pamachas Bishon. But the truth is, the Gaon says sometimes, it wasn't true. Really, the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted. However, Bezois Yovei Aharon Al HaKodesh, as long as he followed this recipe, as long as he followed the guidelines that's mentioned in the beginning of Parashas Achrimos, he did the Seidah Avodah that was done in Yom Kippur, he was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted. Stating that, Rameir Simcha says in Meshach Chachma that it's Poshet. The Vilna Gaon didn't mean every Kohen Gadol throughout the Darius was going to be allowed to do it. The Goyim was talking specifically to Aharon. He learns it up in the Medrash that way, that it was Aharon HaKoyen. During the years that he served in the Mishkan, that was in the Midbar, he was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh whenever he wanted. The Goyim said it's very meduic that way in the Pesukim. He says, because if you look in Parashas Achrimos, where the Torah introduces us to the Seidah Avodah in Yom Kippur, so the Torah says as follows, V'yayim Hashem HaMoshe, Da'abir Allah Harun Ochicha, V'al Yovei B'chaleis Allah Kodesh M'beis L'Paroiches, Al Pnei HaKapoyres, Asher Allah Arim V'lo Yomus, Ki Ba'onu Neiro Allah Kapoyres. You can't just enter whenever you want. Ki B'zoisi Yovei Harun Allah Kodesh, when could he enter? B'par Ben Bakru L'chatos, V'ayol L'Oilo. And we have 29 psukim in the beginning of Parashas Achrimos, before the Torah tells us when exactly this is discussing. In Pasuk Chav Tes, V'hoysa lochem l'chuk asoylam, b'chodesh ha-shvi, b'osa l'chodesh tanu slam. You know what this whole parish, it's talking about Yud Tishrei. It's talking about the Yom HaKadosh and Yom HaKippurim. So the guy said, why did we wait 29 psukim to tell us when this parish is Negeya? L'chayra, the Torah should have said it right away. And the truth is, he said, if you look at every single carbon that was born on Yontif, the Torah, B'yayim HaKippurim, B'akrivkem Mincha Chadash L'Hashem, U'v'roshei Chavcheichem, B'akrivu Oilo L'Hashem, U'b'yayim HaShvi, B'echel HaKodesh, Mikra Kodesh. The Torah first tells me the day, and then we tell us what we're supposed to do. When it comes to Yom Kippur, 29 psukim, we're literally living in suspense. We don't, like, when exactly is this day? It's B'zoisi Avaran HaKodesh. And finally, my pause, I didn't know. It's on Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKodesh, that's when this is all going to take place, said the Goyin, Hein Advarim. Because really this was not exclusive to Yom Kippur. This is not a parasha of Yom Kippur. This is a parasha of any day of the year. As long as Aharon HaKohen was going to follow these guidelines, Aharon HaKohen was going to be allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh whenever he wanted. But only Aharon HaKohen, not any other Kohen. But Aharon HaKohen had this privilege, he had this right, that whenever he wanted to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, he was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh. Says Rameh Simcha, why? Why would it be this way? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was Pamachas Bishonah. Nichnasti lahakti k'toyres of naiv lefnim. Shimon HaTzadik, it was pamachas b'shana once a year. Aharon HaKohen, whenever he wanted, b'zois yover Aharon HaKohen was allowed to. Says Reb Meir Simcha, classic, vintage, fest. It doesn't get better than this. Says Reb Meir Simcha, the pshat zazoy. There's a machlik is in the Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Schulin. The Gemara says, Zok Rav Yishmael, that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they weren't allowed to eat basa taifa. You couldn't eat meat. You were not allowed to eat flesh in the Midbar. So what did a Yid do if he wanted a steak dinner when he was in the Midbar? He wanted a pastrami sandwich. There was only one place to get a piece of flesh. You had to go to the Makom HaMikdash. There was no other place to go. You brought a carbon, and in the Makom HaMishkan, that says, Rameh Simcha, Macha Cheshman. Anytime a Yid wanted to be fleshix, he had to go to the Mishkan. You know what that means? There must have been a lot of traffic in the Mishkan. Yid must have spent a lot of time there. If that was the case, it only makes sense to think that there must have been a lot of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. If there was a lot of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, it wasn't maspik to get kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav one day a year. You need it more often. Yeah, Olam How often does a yid go to the Magen Hamikdash? So Shalosh Pomim Bashana Yerokol Schurchas Bnei Hashem Alekecha. So Machzich a yid lives in Yerushalayim. So he gets to spend time in the Magen Hamikdash, but it was rare. And being that it was rare to spend time there, so one day a year on the Yom Hakodesh, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would go in and he would give a yid kapara. But during the time that yid were in the Mishkan, being that the only place to eat meat was in the Makom HaMikdash in the Mishkan, Memela, it makes sense that there was more Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Says Rav Meir Simcha, that's the pshat why Aharon HaKohen had this right to enter B'Chaleis. I once thought that what's the pshat that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted. Again, the Goyin says it was only, or Rav Meir Simcha understood the Goyin that it was only Aharon HaKohen. But what would be the idea? Based on something I once heard from the Rav Shlita, the Rabbi Shuaba, he said over from the Rogach of a Goyin, that the Pasuk says that the man had to be eaten the day that it fell, right? Basan and Aviram, they left it over, but really the man had to be eaten the day that it fell. You're not allowed to leave the man over until the next day. So the Rogach of asked Akasha that we know what was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Arim. But not just the Aron, you had the Shemen HaMishcha. One of the things that you had in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Tzantzenes HaMan. There was one Tzantzenes, a jug of man that had survived, and that was something that was there as a Zikaroin. It was in the Luchos, Le'nitna Torah, El Leichle HaMan. It was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Rogat Shavu Goyin said, I don't understand, how are you allowed to keep the man? Isn't it a pasuk in the Torah? Ishal Yoyser Mimenu Ad Boiker. So the Rogat Shavu Goyin said that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was L'mayla Min Azman. It wasn't mugvul by Zman. He says it was so holy, it was so kodesh, it was so halik, that it was l'mayla min Zman. Zman, time, which we now know is relative, time had no shlita in the makim of the kodesh HaKadoshim. So there was no today and there was no tomorrow. There was no al yosim imenu at biker, said the Rogach of a goyin in the kodesh HaKadoshim. If that's the case, it's gevaldik. How can there be a halacha that you're only allowed to be in the kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur? But if today is not Yom Kippur, I can't be in the kodesh HaKadoshim. When you're in the kodesh HaKadoshim, there's no Yom Kippur. There's no Yud Tishrei. There's no Tes Tishrei. There's no Chav Zayin Cheshvin. There's no day. There's no zman. If there's no zman, then it can't be mugbul by zman. It must be kim b'zoyis yovei aharon al hakodesh. It's not the zman per se, because in the makom hakodesh hakodashim there's no zman. Either way, that's the first ta'ara. The second ta'ara is, so you have that the sar that was sar yachav Hashem and the sar that was part of the musaf on Yom Kippur, and even the par that was brought on Yom Kippur, what function did they serve? It was for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. What about everything else? That was the Sar Lazazel. That was the Sar Mishtalech. The Maril. In his Hilchis Yom Kippurim, writes the following. I quote, Omer Mahari Segal. He said he heard from Mahari Segal. Shekol Yomav Pliya Be'enav. It was always a Pliya by him. Mepnei Ma'anu Ma'richa B'Piyut in Al-Sir HaPnimi. When you go through the Seyda Avoida on Yom Kippur, so it's like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Kippur, and you're a little earlier, and you're going through the Seyda Avoida, and V'kacha Yomayne, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, Baruch Shem K'vayim Achusav Lo'ilam Vodei, V'kacha Yomizvada, Ono Hashem, Chotosi Yavizu Bojati. Right, you go through the Seyda Avoida. What are you talking about? What's going on? We're bringing the par. We're bringing the Sar Echel Hashem. That's what's going on. The Sar Mishtaleach gets an honorable mention. Bechipet Tzun, that's like the second, the latter part of the Seyda Avodah that you go through really quickly. So the Maril says that he heard from the Maris Segal. He said, Kol Yomav Pliya Be'enov, Mipnei Ma'onu Marichim B'Piyuten Al Sir HaPnimi, Yoysem Me'al Sir HaMishtaleach, V'alei HaPnimi Lo Yehoye Mechaper Rak Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Pnimi, what was the Mechaper on? It was Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Shenemer V'Chiper Al HaKadosh B'Tumas B'nei Yisroel. He said, today we don't even have it. The whole takana to say the Seyda Avodah Yom Kippur was Lacha Shachar Beis HaMikdash. So there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. So we're going to recite the Avodah. So we're going to do what the Kohen Gadol used to do. What did the Kohen Gadol do? He brought the Sar Echel Hashem. Why? To be Mechapra and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So we say the Avodah with Kavanis because Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. He says, today there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Kachem. So there's really no Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. But when they say to a rabbi, we don't have it anymore. But the Sarah Mishtaleach,
which is mechaper for everything else, that's something that we have today, unfortunately, everything else. So it's quite relevant, the Sar Mishtalech, that we go through so quickly. So how is it possible, mipnei ma'onu marichim b'piyutin al sir ha'pnimi yoyser me'al Sar Mishtalech. And Marie Segel said two terutzim, just to give the chanetza, he couldn't answer it. He said maybe pshat is because the halach is, say tzach des yuma, that the Sar Mishtalech was only mechaper if you feared ois what you were supposed to do with the Sar Echel Hashem. If you didn't do what you were supposed to do with the Sar Echel Hashem, the Sar Echel Azazel didn't work. So we're not going through the Sar Echel Hashem because it's relevant. It's not. It's for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. We don't have Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav today. The reason we're doing it is because we need the Unishalma Paras Faseinu to be makriv, so to speak, the Sar Echel Hashem, so that the Sar Echel Azazel is going to work. It's a little dachuk. V'oy Teretz, he said, that the Kedusha HaMikdash Lein is Patla Adayin. That although we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, but the Kedusha of the Makam HaMikdash we still have, and being that we still have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, he says that's why the Pasuk says, V'hinasu Pischei Olam, Rashi says in Tehillim, Pischei Olam, it's the Beis HaMikdash whose Kedusha is forever. Beis HaMikdash is referred to sometimes by Chazal as Beis Olamim. So you're right, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but Kedusha HaMikdash we do have. Now the truth is that whether we have Kedusha HaMikdash Bezman Hazeh or not is really totally the Machlekes Rambam Ravid, famous Machlekes and Hilchos Beis Avchir Perek Vav, right? It's the Yid allowed to go to the Arabayas today. So really, where the conversation, where the sugya starts, it's Machlekes Rambam Ravid. According to the Rambam, you're a Tomish and Nichnas Al HaMikdash. It's Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav. It's literally the sugya we're learning right now. The Ravid says there's no Kedushas HaMikdash B'zman Hazeh. This was very relevant where Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer began his movement when he wanted to bring a Korban Pesach 150 years ago, and he was Shakul V'Tori with Reb Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer and the Aruch Laner, and it was a tremendous Arichos, and all the G'dayli Yisrael chimed in whether you could bring it or you can't bring it. But either way, it's totally the first thing you have to figure out is there a Beis HaMikdash. Because no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring a carbon, right? So is there a Beis HaMikdash? It depends. Does the Makam HaMikdash have Kedusha? According to the Rambam, it does. According to the Ravid, it doesn't. But the bottom line is that that's what the Maris Segal said. Either you need the Sar Echel Hashem to have the Sar Echel Azazel, or there is a concept of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh of Zman Hazeh, like the Shitas HaRambam, that even though Kedusha Rishayin is Kitchel Lashayta, but no Kitchel Lasud Lavoi, but the Kedusha is HaMikdash, Kedusha Rishayin is different, that is Kitchel Lasud Lavoi. But I just had one sushtel to this. Maril, we'll end with this, and this is another classic Meshech Chachma. Rav Simcha says that if the Gemara says, we just learned it, that the par that was brought on Yom Kippur was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh, albeit Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh of Benezid, it has to be that the parim that were brought as part of the Musafim on Regalim, on the Yomim Toivim, were also Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh of. And Freikra Meir Simcha, if that's the case, we know that on Sukkis, they brought 70 bulls. There were 70 parim. And the Shivim Aparim were connected to the Shivim Umois. The Umois also need Kaparim for the various that they do. And being that they need Kaparim for the various that they do, says, that's why we broke our bonus. 70 parim, kineged the 70 yumais. Freikra Meir Simcha. If the par was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, the umais ha'ilam need Tumas Mikdash. When does any Yehud, and he was not allowed to go to the Makam HaMikdash. So if he wasn't allowed to go to the Makam HaMikdash, right, there was a place, the chil, he couldn't go past the chil. That's what the Yevonim, 13 pirtzeis in the chil, because that was mafsa. But they couldn't go onto the Makam HaMikdash. So at first glance, they didn't have too much contact with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So if they didn't have Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, if they didn't have Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, then L'chura, where in the world, or why in the world would they need the 70 parim to be mechaper? Says Rav Meir Simcha, I'll read it to you inside. The habarer, it's clear to me. The Ikar HaMikdash Hu Yisrael. When we talk about the Mikdash, so there's the Beis HaMikdash, and there's the Kodesh, and there's the Heichal, and there's the Yisrael, there's the Noshim, there's the Chil, and there's the Kodesh HaKidoshim. But really, the Ikar HaMikdash is Klal Yisrael. K'may she'amru, v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. B'soichoy lo nemar rak b'soicham. Who's b'soicham? It's Knesset Yisrael, it's Klal Yisrael. We embody the Beis HaMikdash. So you know why the Umay Salim Nikapar if it took the Beis HaMikdash v'kadoshav? Not because they were Metamed Arabayis, not because they were Metamed Azara, and they were Metamed the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They didn't have too much contact with them. But they need it because they were Metamed us. Because when they shepherd with the Yidin.
That's their Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Because we're the real Kadoshim. And because we're the real Kadoshim, that's the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Either way. So it's quite relevant. You want to know if this Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is Man Hazeh? That was the Maril's Kasha. I think this Meshach Chachma is very profound. And that is, you see, there is an idea of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is Klal Yisrael. We're the V'Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham. It's what we began the daf with. We're Torah's Yikari Mepninim. It's more Yakar than the Kohen Gadol that was Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnin. When you have a Raisa and you have Yisrael, the Kudja Berichu, that's the Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Either way, Chnu Masechta, and Netz Hashem, some nice stuff to come. So as it relates to Reitbeit regarding Masechta Shavuos, the new Masechta that we're learning. So it struck me that it's a little interesting. We've talked a lot throughout this Machzor of Daf Yomi about all the Hashkacha, how the Dafin are lining up with different things that are going on in the world. And at first glance, this seems to be an easy one, right? We're starting Masechta Shavuos a few weeks before the Yontif of Shavuos, but even more so during the time that we're counting Sheva Shabbos is Temimois, right? Mitzvah L'mimni Yoimi or Mitzvah L'mimni Shavuot. That's the Avodah of Sefiras Ha'Emor. So we're holding now in the Shavuos, leading up to the Yontif of Shavuos, and we're starting Masechta Shavuos. At first glance, it sounds geschmack, but really, I mean, it's Gelechta, right? This is the kind of question or comment that you make that you get two frasks for, not one, of by the bakken, right? Masechta Shavuos is one thing, and the Yontif of Shavuos is another thing. But the truth is, it's not a litzonis. It's really, really not a litzonis. The Shloha Kodesh, Kiyodua, wrote many, many svarim. Amongst the many svarim that the Shloha Kodesh wrote, he wrote a pirish on 10 masechtas. He wrote a pirish on 10 masechtas. He wrote on Masechtas Chulin, Masechtas Shabbos, Masechtas Psachim, Masechtas Shavuos, Masechtas Tainis, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Masechtas Yuma, Masechtas Sukkah, Masechtas Tamid, Masechtas Megillah. Do the math. He wrote on 10 masechtas. If you take a look at the Shloha Kodesh's Hakdama, to his pirish that he wrote on the different masechtas, so he explains exactly what it is he's doing. He says that you find there are 10 milos, really, on which the world exists. So what are these 10 milos? He says, we know that the Mishnah says, Ashloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed, ala teira v'alo avoida v'al gmilas chasadim. There's another chazal. Ashloisha dvarim ha'olam kayin, ala din v'alo emes v'alo shalom. In fact, we're showing him ask the stira. Which one is it? Is it teira avoida gmilas chasadim, or is it din, emes, and shalom? There's another chazal, says the Shloha Kodesh, and that is tshuva tfilu tztaka amavir nesrei agzera. Which means that on some level, that's what keeps the world going. Because if you can't be mavir reyes agzera, so it's grace tzuras. But it's tshuva tfilu tztaka, and that's what makes it happen. And then he says, there's another foundation of the world, and that is what Habakkuk said in Makis Dav Chavdalud Amad Aleph, when it was Bar Habakkuk from Midan Alachas, he said, v'tzadik ben munasa yichya. So it says the Shloha Kodesh, that there are 10 pillars of the world, 10 yesoidos on which the world stands. It's Torah, Gvoida, Gimilas, Chasadim, it's Din, Emes, Shalom, it's Tshuvah, Tefillah, it's Taka, and it's Amunah. And the Shloha Kodesh says that really, that's the oimik and understanding the Aseres Hadibris. The Aseres Hadibris, like we mentioned, it's not Aseres Mitzvahs, it's Aseres Hadibris. And if you know how to touch up each one of the Aseres Hadibris, Bepnimius, says the Shloha Kodesh, you would chap that each one of these Dibros are Mechuvin Keneged, one of these 10 Yesoidos that the world stands on. And then he goes weiter. He says that really, these 10 Yesoidos are Mechuvin to the 10 Zmanim that we have during the year. And this is the way the Shloha Kodesh breaks down the 10 Zmanim. He says, the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa, Sunday through Friday, right? Sheshes Yom Tasa Melachtecho, that's one Zman. And then the Shabbos, that's another Zman. Pesach is a Yontif, followed by Shavuos. Then you have Tisha B'Av and really all the Tainiyos, that's a fifth Zman. Rosh Hashanah is a Zman, Yom Kippur is a Zman, Sukkot is a Zman, Chanukah is a Zman, and Purim is a Zman. Says the Shloha Kodesh that I'm going to write now a Chibur, and the Chibur that I'm going to write is going to be on the 10 Zmanim. But I'm not going to call the 10 Chiburim by the names of the Zmanim, but rather I'm going to borrow, I'm going to leverage an existing name for a sefer, and the name that I'm going to leverage is none other than the names of different mesechtes that you find in Shas. So he says, I'm going to teach the world Torah, Musar, of how you're supposed to fear zech during the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa. And you know what I'm going to call that sefer? I'm calling it Mesechtes Chulin. That's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it Chulin. And the reason I'm calling it Chulin is because it's the 6 days of Chol. And then I'm going to write about the Oymik, Beniglu, Benister, Ayin Sham of Shabbos. And I'm going to call that Mesechta Shabbos. Then I'm going to write about Pesach, and I'm going to call it Psachim. I'm going to write about the Yontif of Shavuos, and I'm going to use the name Shavuos, because it's a Mesechta called Mesechta Shavuos. I'm going to write about Tainius, I'm going to call it Tainus. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. On Yom Kippur, I'm going to call it Yuma. Sukkot, I'm going to call Sukkah. Chanukah, Lahalois Ner Tamid. I'm going to call Mesechtes Tamid, and Purim, I'm going to call Mesechtes Megillah. The Shlach Kaddish didn't write a Pirish on Tem Mesechtes and Shas. The Shlach Kaddish, Kedarka Bakoydish, he writes Musar, Beniglo Benister. But he wrote the Musar on these 10 Zmanim that are mechuvin to the 10 pillars on which the world stands, and he gave them names, and the names that he gave, instead of reinventing the wheel, let me use the names of pre-existing Mesechtes. And that's how he came up with Tem Mesechtes. One of the Mesechtes is Mesechtes Shavuos, and the reason he calls it Mesechtes Shavuos is Al Shem the Yontif of Shavuos. Abba says, the Shlach Kaddish, what Shaychis? All the other ones are pretty good, right? But Shavuos, I mean, Shavuos bitoy l'chod, l'chayra, and the yontiv of Shavuos l'chod. But says the Shlach Kaddish, it's not true. He said the reason is because really, Maimed Ar Sinai, which is Man Matan Torah, which is what we celebrate on the yontiv of Shavuos, came about through a Shavua Mamish, ki mushbon v'oimdem anachnu mei Har Sinai. And he says there's a real pneumistic connection between the yontiv of Shavuos and between the Mesechta of Shavuos. And the truth is, we count Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tiena up until the Yontif of Shavuos. And how many Dafin are there in Mesechta Shavuos? Is Mem Tes Dafin. It's probably not a Mikra after you see the Shlach HaKadosh. And really, if you look at the Mesechta Shavuos of the Shlach HaKadosh, what it is, it's Musar, it's Chizik, it's motivation, it's inspiration of what it is we're doing when we do what we do. And it's really a whole bunch of divrei chizik that a person should go ahead and he should just want to learn as much Torah as possible. That's the Mesechtes Shavuos of the Shlach HaKadosh. So if you've ever seen the Mesechtes volume in the Shlach HaKadosh, that's what's going on. And the truth is, I remember, and I'm sure there's Sadiqim today, but I remember being in Yeshiva in the Chassan Sofer days, when they said that on Shavuos, you're supposed to learn the Shlach, Mesechta Shavuos. And there's a lot of things that we know, if you go through it, and you take a look, a lot of what we know about Shavuos, this is where it comes from. It comes from the Mesechta Shavuos of the Shlach HaKadosh. And really, now's the Avodah, we're starting as a Tzibur, Klal Yisrael starting to learn Mesechta Shavuos, and really, the Shlach HaKadosh's Mesechta Shavuos is extremely appropriate right now. Sit down and to learn. So just on the topic of Erev Shavuos and Mesechta Shavuos, which has a connection to Mujbavayim Mar Sinai of Siman Matan Torah Seinu, and really just to be Meshalev, the end of Mesechta's Makis and the beginning of Mesechta Shavuos. And again, nothing fancy over here, but just one Mara Makin, and that is, so the end of Mesechta's Makis, Rotzach Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakri Ses Yisroh, L'fichach Hirba Lehem Torah Mitzvahis, and the Kushiyah is Mifur Semes. Everybody knows the Kashif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezakis Yisroh, so why would he be Hirba Lehem Torah Mitzvahis? Fakir, he should have given us less Mitzvahis. Right, he should have done what David HaMelech did, and what Yeshaya did, and what Micha did, and what Habakkuk did. So why are you giving me so much Torah Mitzvahis? And this famous Terutzim, the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayis, the Ran in the Droshes, in Kan Mekoy Milaharech. But the truth is, if you look at the Mishnah, it's Rotzach Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakis Ses Yisroel L'fichach Hirba Lehem Torah U'mitzvahs, not just mitzvahs, it's Torah mitzvahs. And for that, I came across a Marumokim Nefla, and that's in the Sefer Yechusei Tanom V'Amiram. So the Sefer Yechusei Tanom V'Amiram is on Tanom V'Amiram. So similar to Toldos Tanav Amiram, or Seyd Adoiris, or Sefer Yuchsin, right? The different Svarim, Chidoz, Shem Agdoilim, that deal with Tanav Amiram. But the Chiddush of this Sefer is, it was written by one of the Rishonim. The Mechaber of Yechusei Tanav Amiram was Rabbi Yehuda Berab Kloinemis Mishapiro, and if you look at his bio, it says he was the Rebbe of the Rekeach. So it was written by one of the Rishonim. Incidentally, he was also the Shver of Rabbi Yehuda Achasid. We've mentioned this in the past, and the reason
reason this is so interesting is because that means Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid Shver's name was Yehuda. So for all the raid of the Tzavav, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, who was Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid Shver? It was Rabbi Yehuda Rav Kleinemus B'Shapiro, but we digress. But either way, so if you take a look in the Sefer Yechusei Tanam V'Amiram, and it's under Chananya, by Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia. So he brings the Chazal, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael, for sure the most famous thing Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia ever said, and he brings the Kushim Mefursemnes, and he talks a little bit about it, and then he says as follows. He says, "V'nir loymar pirish Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael l'ficha chir b'lam toira mitzvos hazikoy." You want to know what the zikoy is? Hu ribui toira. The zikui is not the ribui mitzvahs. The zikui is the ribui Torah. We're reading it wrong. Kigoy nahi the ve'elu treifos v'isa beperek ba simim b'mesachtes nido. In different places where the Gemara asks, Akash, the Gemara says it doesn't make sense, and the Gemara's answer is it's lahagdul Torah lahadira. And you find sometimes this Indian of milsa da'asi b'kal v'chaymer torach v'kosav l'okra. And what's the Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael of having sugyas that we don't necessarily need lahagdol Torah l'adira? It's shekichi Yisrael koyim b'teira v'hoigim ba mikablan aleh schar al kol teva v'teva v'al kol ois v'ois v'hoigim ba l'shma. And it's for that reason Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael l'ficha chirbalem teira. Forget about mitzvahs for now. That's shver. But l'fika chirbalem Torah, that's not shver. There's so many opportunities for a person to be able to learn Torah. And there's so much mashalibay chafetz for a person to be able to learn. And Torah is mamish, it's rechava minayam. And that inyan, that there's so much Torah, and that it's endless. And no matter how much you learn, that dechli ravun b'chaleis, right, you can always find a geshmak. That inyan, that is the tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us. Because for every teva, for every ois of Torah that a person learns, the schar that he's going to get is going to be unbelievable. And that's the l'ficha chirbalem Torah. That says the Yechusei Tanav Amiram. That's what Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia meant when he said, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael, l'ficha chirbalem. Forget about all the raid on mitzvahs. Torah. And that's pasha, because every word, every ois of Torah, it's just kedai to mention again the holy words of the Vilna Gaon in Shnois Aliyah, in the beginning of Masechtas Peah. The Mishnah says, Elu dvarim she'ein lam shir. And the Mishnah mentions Apeya Vabikurim, Vahore Oyoin, Ugmilos Chasadim, the Salmu Torah. So the Goyin says as follows. The Goyin says, Vinokatatana Hoda in the Talmud Torah Shir, Lemato Lahoiros, Chetzorich Adam Oid Moid Chavivas Atoira, the Becholteva Viteva Shalom Adbahu Mitzvah Vifneatzma. Every single word of Torah that a person learns is a mitzvah. Vaharayo, She Yoitze Viteva Achas, Mitzvah Limera Torah, She Hishkula, Kineged Kola Mitzvahs. That every single word that a person learns, he's Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, it's Shokul Keneged all the mitzvahs. V'aklal bozeh, listen to this, She'im mevatun Talmud Torah, afilu lemitzvah, im yucholu leyosis ayodei acher. Right? This is the halach in Shulchan Aruch. Inam mevatun Talmud Torah, even for a mitzvah, if somebody else could do the mitzvah. V'aseichel mechayiv bozeh, says the Vilna Gaon. You want to know why? The seichel is mechayiv it. Mepnei shekol teva v'teva, Bifnei atzmai hu mitzvah gedoyla. Because every word of Torah is a mitzvah. V'hishkula keneged kulam. Imkein, kishaloymed l'moshel daf echad. Almost feels like the Vilna Gaon was talking to the Loim De'adah. He says, if a person sits down and he learns one daf of Gemara, mekayim kama meyos mitzvahs, he's mekayim hundreds of mitzvahs. V'mkein bevada yos atoiv, lekayim meyem mitzvahs mi mitzvah achas, ra, kishiev, shalakayim, ayideyach, azay, rashoi levato. Oh, but that's the Indian of a Salma Torah Keneged Kulam for every single word. Because when a person learns a daf Gemara, he's getting hundreds of mitzvahs. Hundreds of mitzvahs, because every single word is a mitzvah. That's the Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Zakis Es Yisrael. Lefichach hirbalehem Torah. Now, I was going through the Shlo HaKadosh here a little bit in Masechtas Shavuos. Incidentally, the Shlo's Masechtas Shavuos is a little bit easier than our Masechtas Shavuos. But I was going through the Shlo's Masechtas Shavuos and some of the chizik that he talks about, and I just came across one thing that struck a little bit of a chord by me, and maybe this is a nice inyan as it relates to Leim De'adaf, and that is that we know the first question that a person's asked after 120 is Kavati Itim Batayra. And truth is, if you look at the Poiskim, right, the Poiskim talk a little bit about what does it mean, Kavati Itim Batayra? Right, what does it mean to be Kavei Itim Batayra? It has to be his man, and you don't budge from it. But listen to how the Shlach Kodesh brings it. He's talking about different things that a person should do if he wants to be Matzliach in learning. See, he says, Sheyeyached V'yikba Zman Mugbo Le'isei Katayra. A person should set aside a Zman that's Mugbal, right? It's completely guarded off. And during that time, he should make up his mind, there's nothing else going on in my life other than this. It's not only in Zman that you're supposed to be Kaveya Itam Batayra, it's in your mind, it's in your Machshav as well. That's what it means to be Kaveya Itam Batayra. Sometimes we don't have as much time in the day to learn as we would like to, but there's a certain level of rikus, of focus that we can have, and that's all nichlal in Kavat Itam Batayra. Sheyayachid v'yikba Zman Mugbala Isak HaTayra, where during this time, I'm so locked in, I'm so focused, Yefana by Machshav. That's all part of the Kavata Itim Batayra. This man is Misuyim, it's Miyuchid, it's Mugbalu Torah. There's nothing else that can creep into this man. There's plenty of time during the day for everything else, but during this man, there's nothing else. I personally got a chizik from this one line in the Shlach Kodesh. Either way, Ayin Sham, starting Masechtis, Shavuos, before the Yontif of Shavuos, appreciating a little bit what it means a Shavua, maybe to come to a deeper akara of Mushba Bahamid Me'ar Sinai, but in the world of the Shla Kaddish, there was very much a pneumious connection between these two in Yanim. Either way, looking forward, Be'ezus Hashem, to learning another Masechta together.